I know you don't target my head and my teeth. Because when you thought you were something, retired veteran surgeon, now I am the soldier that turned in all of the Gregory McQueen. Because you don't take over the Army, and my Army Ranger instructor would never be forced to be like you to take advantage of all of, or to watch his class and not speak up, or me do that when I find out. And I turn in Gregory McCoy. You don't do anything to me. Sheriff Salazar is a blow up doll. Burnt alive downtown by me and half of his. And then all the reflections of the families of the young police officers that have gone show up with candy. Versus when I asked one military question and people who should have a blue bonnet palace, like the woman who said, what would you do if somebody that big kidnapped you? Oh, my husband got hit on the side of the road. I don't care. I have my son. Now tell all the mothers and fathers who no longer have their sons of the young police officers of Bexar County killed in the line of duty versus the ones who should already be dead. Who wouldn't even believe in the shit you do the shit you do, and go be psychology majors and philosophy majors, like I had to mention to one of your cops who claims he was saved. And when he talks to someone like me, and I'm from Lubbock, and I have to say, do you know psychology? Because he claims he was saved. You have nothing to tell me. And after seeing Akeem Browder and Dr. Ira, Dr. And he said, we don't do your kind of, what do you mean my kind of case? I'm a military veteran too. I turned in the justice. I know famous music. And we're of the military too. And as I'm at home in Lubbock watching Mystery on ION, of course. And there's a Vegas human trafficking show. And the detective writes how they give phones to all their to get to one person who's on a prostitute kidnapped from her mother. Saying, your mother has contacted me and she wants her Maddie back. And then she goes to meet the detective as if she feels so unworthy because of what's happened to her. And he just says, I don't remember what he says, like just walk through the door. And then she gives the detective a hug. Trashy ass Mexicans of TD. Stay in your doghouse. You'll never be anything to the military. you don't target with the image of Michael Salvo, like, neither are you. He has nothing to do with criminal in TDCJ or him. He'll never be anything. Literally, you couldn't house the military there or anyone famous because of their obsessions and how they abused it. And based on things stemming on how it can be proven, you owe me an exoneration of any charge I've ever gotten in Bexar County or my... And that's me and my father. And any military or famous people involved in that, we know famous people. Are you obsessed with the fact that's Michael Salgado's son, who used to have nothing but a veteran family working for him in military? Because you get so obsessed, and I can prove everything this time for prostitution. And thinking you exploit me for a trashy ass, dirty ass, bulimic heroin addict junkie. Thinking you threaten me for something that small. Teen, how would you do somebody that big kidnap? You don't have a husband to protect you. And you say you have your son. And you're stemming from a heroin addict junkie crack or a trashy ass low life homeless dude. And then I contact Michael. And I contact Colorado State Patrol or Chapo. Like, who wants to play hide and seek?